Yo, how you doing? Great. So yesterday, I went to my niece's fifth grade graduation, and it was what you'd expect. Teachers giving kids diplomas, and then the kids got to hug the teacher, hug the principal, hug this other person, I don't know, vice principal. And each kid, they got to say, oh, this one loves sports and video games and is doing better in English. Well, some would be like, this kid's great at math and science. And then they're like, this kid has improved in math. So that would have been mine. They're like, you know, I actually saw... I saw the young me in the out of the this one. I'm gonna say he was a little heavier, and he had his hair in his face, a similar haircut that I had at that age, and there was something about it. He's improved in writing, and he's trying in this other thing, and he likes sitting around. No, I forget what they... It was just... they said the things that I was like, oh, yeah, that would have been me. So that was... The principal got political up at the top of the... You know, saying, these are the children that are going to make this country better, and they've stood up to the policies of the president, which is great, because, you know, the parents there are all down. They're all artists and shit. I don't know if they're all artists, but they're all kind of... They have an artsy feel, a lot of them. Definitely liberal-ish crowd. There were some grandparents there that, in front of my parents, who were totally chill. I don't want to speak for them and say they hate the president. They don't like him. And, but there was some grandparents in front of them that they noticed weren't too happy about this president making the very crazy political statement, you know, very that maybe the president isn't the best. So that was cool. See these kids at their last milestone before they start doing drugs. I mean, they're all gonna, not all of them, but there's a good percentage they'll start doing drugs in like a year or two, and then the rest will follow 3 years down. I really feel like by freshman year of high school, particularly city kids, like when I grew up, like when I was living on Staten Island as a kid, I went to school in Manhattan, and I didn't realize kids that lived in Manhattan were way ahead of kids on Staten Island. And kids of Staten Island, way ahead of kids in some other suburb. Not that Staten Island's not officially a suburb because it's a borough of the city, but they feel like they're a suburb in their own world. They feel like they're their own country or state. They want to secede from New York City all the time, which doesn't make any sense. But... I realized when I started hanging out with kids that lived in Manhattan, I couldn't believe it. They were all doing drugs already. I don't even know when they started. But cool kids. They were all pretty fucking cool. Except for the ones that beat me up. But maybe I was asking for it in retrospect. I had a big mouth. So after this fifth grade graduation, I go for a run in Central Park. And who do I run past? He's running as well towards me, shirtless, Malcolm Gladwell. No, it was definitely Malcolm Gladwell. I was staring at him. He saw me staring at him. I tried to smile. I didn't want to... Does anybody have like angry like thoughts on Malcolm Gladwell? I don't have any feelings on Malcolm Gladwell. I think he seems like an interesting guy. I never read his books though. I've heard about them. And I know who he is. He's very famous, I think. And then I keep running. Who else comes towards me, like running the opposite direction of me, is the Attorney General, whatever his name, Jeff Coat or something from the from Billions. If you watch Billions, I like Billions. It's a cheesy show. It's like over the top show, but it's fun, and I enjoy it. You don't have to like it. I don't care. Don't watch it. And this season's really good because, well, you know what? I'm friends with Dan Soder, who is McPhee in Billions, and, you know, Mike Birbiglia, who had a role in this season. So I know a lot of people on Billions. Well, three. I'm counting the guy I ran past. I say I know him now. Why not? Is he going to deny knowing me? He'll probably just say, if someone says they know me, I'll be like, yeah, sure. I guess so. You, there's too many people to keep track of. Now, so that's two celebrities. But guess what? Not done with celebrities. After on my way home last night, I stopped by the supermarket in my neighborhood, Fairway, and who's in there shopping? Peter Scolari. He's known for you know, many things, but you might know him as the father on Girls, Lena Dunham's dad on Girls, and I've seen him in that supermarket a few times, and around the neighborhood. He's around. So that was yesterday. Oh, and I did a show at UCB East, and that was a great time. Real fun show. I like that place, UCB East. If you go see a stand-up comedy show there, it's usually pretty good. All right, enough of my bullshit. Bragging about all the celebs. Let's see if there's any good news in the world. Oh, here's good news. Right away. First story. Bill Gates donates $4 million to create mosquitoes that kill other using sex. So Bill Gates is using part of his money, $4 million, to create mosquitoes that fuck other mosquitoes to death. Now, that's the kind of world I want to live in, where we're creating different species of bugs to kill other bugs. Love it. I hate bugs. I would vote for anybody that says, I'm going to get rid of bugs. I know we need some, but if there was a guy, if I was running for mayor of New York City, like this, she's running for governor. If I was running for the governor of the state of New York, this is good any state, but like the woman from Sex and the City who's running for governor, and she's like, I'm going to fix the subway, and like, you know, that subway, it doesn't go anywhere except New York City, but. But with Cynthia Nixon, that's her name, Cynthia Nixon, if she really wants to get people on board in the whole state, say, I'm going to get rid of all the bugs. We'll keep the bees. We need more bees. We'll create more bees. I don't know how we make them. And but we'll figure it out. But we're going to kill mosquitoes. Fuck a mosquito. They're gone. We got Bill Gates' deadly fuck mosquitoes, whatever they're going to call those. We're going to say, Bill Gates, you know, I know you want to cure malaria in these countries where that's a huge problem and people are dying from it. But you know what? We also have people in America who are itchy. Let's take care of them as well. You want to save a life that's not American while there's people in America who scratch to the point of irritating their skin? we can do both. Let's do both. Of course. Of course, I'm being sarcastic in case. Some people don't get sarcasm. In which case, maybe the sarcasm's not that good. You know, if it completely flies over a group of people's heads, maybe, and then you're like, hey, I'm being sarcastic. Well, maybe you didn't use the sarcasm tone well enough. Say, we'll get rid of mosquitoes. We're going to get rid of cockroaches. We're going to get rid of ants. Oh, who hates ants? Everybody. We'll keep bees, caterpillars maybe. Get rid of those things with all the legs, the silverfish. I don't know why they call them silverfish, but get rid of those. And whatever else you can think of. Anything that's not doing good. Is there somebody that's going to be like, oh, but if we don't have ants, we can't have... it's going to kill the crops. They don't do anything good, right? They're just... Maybe we don't know. Let's find out. Because whatever it is, we can figure out a way to make it synthetically and full of chemicals. Let's fuck with the ecosystem. All right. Well, let me do one more. I mean, do one more story and then we're out. American. No, not going to read that. Jordan Peterson sues Wilfrid Laurier University for defamation. Oh, Jordan Peterson, what a goof. I'm not saying anybody should defame the man, but he seems like a real douche. But some people like him, and those people also tend to be douches. So, but maybe you don't know who he is, and who cares? Okay, fuck it. Let's get out of here. I want to start my weekend. After this show, I'm off the clock, baby. See you fucks on Monday. We love you.